True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's the best team in the American League?
I think the Yankees have solved the bullpen issues. Devin Williams has thrown much better. I just look at that postseason. Everyone, you don't need that much depth in starting rotation. If you have two, you're in good shape. If you have three, it's even better.
The Boston Red Sox, the mojo is great. I like where this team is right now. Nathaniel Lowe is a great addition at first base.
Okay, not
you
my
got
stats.
The best back stats. End. Whitlock to Chapman's been red hot. I'm all in. I'm like,
Boston Red Sox? Are they the best team in baseball? Wow.
That seems strong.
The American League, at least.
Have they ever looked like they're the best team?
Also, I would say the vibes he referenced or whatever he said in there might be a little dated. Those vibes were better when Roman Anthony was part of the mix.
A couple weeks ago were a little bit better.
But WEEI Afternoons at Fenway Park in our Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and the Ford Summer Sales Event. Hurry in to get great deals now, including on F-Series official truck of the Red Sox.
You know, it's you bring up Roman Anthony, and I forgot
buzz
he
kill.
Was injured.
Yeah, it's a buzz
and then
kill.
You bring it up, and I go, oh, yeah, he's injured.
And I meant to ask Brad Poe, and too bad he left, and we can't possibly ask him. Have we removed him from the future of the Red Sox this year?
The only reason I haven't is because of, did you hear? You know, Cora shoots his shot. You know, he says things to players that I think either if it works, you know, whatever he said to him was going to turn him into this great player, and he's going to be known for getting into that kid's head. But if it doesn't work, you know, you'll never hear about it. But the point is, Alex told Roman Anthony, be ready for the ALCS.
Yeah. Envision that first at bat. So, Fitzy, here's the snarky question.
Uh-huh.
Who plays first, Christian Gonzalez or Roman Anthony? And
that's a good
it's
one.
Snarky, should've but it might
that
actually.
For the, if, that should have been the poll
Roman
question
Anthony,
today.
We're in
getting,
trouble.
Getting kind of close. But, Fitzy, have you – because when Cora gave the 4 to 6 week window for us, everybody did the, wild cards 4, ALCS 6. Yep. But I also wonder, he's a smart guy. They're a smart team. Did they do sort of the biggest window? Could he have said, well, it might be 2 to 5 weeks, but instead he goes 4 to 6. That way, that's, you know, what is it? Under-promise, over-deliver kind of thing?
I think that's probably what he did.
So
I can't imagine him making that kind of mistake.
Right. So give you the worst-case scenario. So, Fitzy, you are Mr. Optimistic. You don't want us to get cynical around here at all. So are you expecting to watch Roman Anthony play again this year?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have faith. 21 years old. I know the one part that was most disconcerting, though, don't forget, last interview with Alex Cora, I believe we squeezed him in Tuesday at 5:30 because Wednesday was a travel day with an early game in Sacktown. He said, no, he's still pretty sore. It wasn't like, hey, we're making progress or like good first week. It was, it almost sounded like 10 days in, he was still where he was when the injury was diagnosed, which was a little disconcerting. But
and Ted, I would like to go with the 21-year-old thing, but how old is Christian Gonzalez? 22?
Yeah.
You know, and he's taken forever for this little hamstring. Because I do think, in general, younger athletes recover faster.
Yes.
Like that's just the way the human body works.
They do. They do. But it was a serious, you know, in your ab, you need that muscle for everything. I mean, to take poops, to cough, to sneeze,
to hit a baseball, to field. I thought, you know, we were talking baseball there.
It's a very sensitive. So you have to make sure. And, you know, I'm not feeling optimistic about it. I'm not. I just feel like that thing to me feels like a season's over kind of thing.
And the other aspect to it, because I've always heard this over the years, various athletes, when they deal with their first significant injury and miss multiple weeks, a month, there's a first time to learn your own body and what I can get through, especially a muscle injury. Like he might have, your guy, Bregman, had the exact same thigh injury. So he had something to go off of, how his body recovered from it, what the path was. So he had Roman Anthony's dealing with this sort of for the first time and learning his body and the injury. And as you said, the last thing you want to do is make it a worse injury.
And why am I so mad that, you know how he got injured? It was like swinging at a ball that was so far out of
ugly.
The strike zone.
Ugly.
And that's what he wasn't doing. He wasn't chasing anything.
Yeah, it is.
That's how he got hurt, man.
And then when you marry it up with how excited everyone was with what he is and he's becoming and what you're going to see and what he meant to the team. And as they said, the vibes and everything.
Brutal.
It was a gut punch, but the season is not over by any means. Everything is ahead of them. You win this series against the Yankees, you win the series against the Blue Jays, you're going to be sitting pretty. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden you got Crochet and company going to the postseason. There's a lot to play for, but this is season defining. The one thing you can't go out and do is have a really bad series against the Yankees. You got to be competitive. You got to look like you belong in this matchup on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We'll see. We'll find out as that gets off tonight with Giolito on the mound at Fenway Park, where we are in our Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's time for The Drive. We've had an action-packed show. We talked to Josh McDaniels. He took a little pot shot at me. We talked to Mike Giardi. We've talked Red Sox. Vrabel. We didn't even get to Vrabel. Vrabel had some interesting comments, kind of making excuses for his appearance on the Greg Hill Show on Monday early in the show. We'll get to that next in The Drive here on WEEI Afternoons.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.